Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today, we follow the order of morning prayer found on page 235 in Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 422, On My Heart, Imprint Your Image. The text is Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through 21. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. We now join the live service.
Our service this morning is morning prayer on page 235. Our psalm is Psalm 111. We will chant that responsively, whole verse by whole verse, and our hymn is hymn 422. Page 235.
O Lord, open my lips. Give glory to God, our light and our life.
O come, let us worship
Him. Psalm 111.
Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation.
Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them.
Full of splendor and majesty is His work, and His righteousness endures forever.
He has caused His wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful.
He provides food for those who fear Him. He remembers His covenant forever. The works of His hands are faithful and just. All His precepts are trustworthy.
They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and righteousness.
He sent redemption to His people. He has commanded His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His grace endures forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Hymn 422.
Thank you.
reading is from Philippians chapter 3. Brothers, join in imitating me, and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many, of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of Jesus, amen. Many, Paul says, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Do not walk in that way, as if it bears saying, right? Don't walk in that way. Rather, walk according to the example that you have in him, in the apostles, and the faithful who have gone before. Now, this is no easy task that Paul sets before you, for our bellies are loud in their grumbling and intense in their demands. And yet it's more than that. The earthly things are calling, seductively calling out for you to follow your fleshly feelings and your appetites. And for those who do, the cares and the concerns of the world give way to fleeting pleasures, and then return hungrier than before and growling even louder in dissatisfaction. Whatever seems good, they do that. They decide what is right and wrong and not Scripture. They make their own list of rules for themselves and others to follow. True and false is based then on what is felt. That is the religion of the flesh and the religion of this age. Consider how, for a moment, just consider how dangerous and enticing this is, though. Sin can be very alluring. The fruit was so beautiful to Eve. Bathsheba was so desirable to David. The money bag, well, that was so attractive to Judas. How quickly they all decided that sin was the right thing to do. And yet, even as sin is excused, many extra rules are added at the same time. Don't drink, don't smoke, be nice, don't offend anyone. Well, because in the end, love wins. That is the religion of the flesh, the religion of the belly, and a sinful reflection of this sin-ravaged world. And in this false religion, righteousness is judged solely by that which is visible and defined merely by what feels good. The cross, however, gives a righteousness through faith that can't be seen. It's defined not by what feels good, but by what is good, by what is revealed to us in the Holy Scriptures. And yet you and I are vulnerable to the religion of the flesh. Every Christian is in danger of following the stomach, no matter how many times they've received the grace of God. Think of how many times that the nation of Israel witnessed God's glorious acts of redemption, and yet they still fell away into that religion of self-righteousness. How many times did our Lord call them to repentance? How many times did he send judges and prophets to rebuke them? And yet they still became a nation of Pharisees who had no place for the Messiah. So guard yourselves. Immerse yourself in the Scriptures, for you can never receive the Word of God too often or too much. On the contrary, the constant study of God's Word is good, so that your weak flesh would be rebuked and your spirit strengthened. It's really our only true defense. And of course, repent, for there is no greater antidote for the fleshly religion than repentance. Nothing frustrates the prideful flesh more than humbly falling on the knees to confess how sinful we in fact truly are. For God has not called you to destruction. Rather, he has called you heavenward in Christ Jesus. He has called you to eternal life by his grace. And he has sealed that call by writing your name in his book of life when you were baptized. This means that your citizenship is in heaven. That is your true home. Your king is there, the one who claimed your life. And so you will never be destroyed, but you will live in everlasting joy and an everlasting peace. And every blessing shall come to you. You need not greedily grasp for what you desire here on earth. God has promised you unending reward in the new heaven and the new earth. For Christ Jesus will transform your lowly body. Now, of course, it's frail. It's subject to sickness, to pain, and to death. Now, your body is tossed about by the schemes and the lures of your sinful nature. Now, it is a body of shame, flawed by stains and blemishes, ravaged by sin and guilt. And the condition is such that no 12-step program will help. No effort of morality, however extreme, will cleanse the flesh that is mutilated by sin. No earthly power has the strength. And yet Christ, your Lord, is the all-powerful God. His omnipotent and gracious hand has lifted you up out of death. He has conquered sin on the cross and death at the tomb, so that he is Lord over all, even over the grave, and he will raise you up, not merely to the same life that you have now, but to a life of glory. And so here is the greatest wonder of all, that your body will be made like his. He is filled with the light of immortality, and he shines out with the exact majesty of God. You will be like that. You will not be God, but glorious like God. You will be transformed into his visible image, a perfect reflection of the Son of God, for you will be perfect. Not good, not great, but perfect in every way. The holiness of Christ will permeate you inside and out, moral, physical, emotional, and spiritual perfection. No more sinful flesh, no more shortcomings, but you will be more perfect than you can even imagine in this life, for even your imagination is too flawed to grasp the glory of the resurrection. And this is the promise of the gospel, bought with the blood of the Lamb, the final victory when you will laugh at death. For Christ has redeemed you, and he has declared you righteous, and has prepared for you a life of glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Break upon us to
shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, absolve your people from their offenses, that from the bonds of our sins, which by reason of our frailty we have brought upon ourselves, we may be delivered by your bountiful goodness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
O Lord, you are the great physician of soul and body. You chasten and you heal. Show mercy to your servants, Dawn, Mary, Joanne, Sam, Rebecca, Joan, Lorene, Kay, Neil, Marcia, Bernie, Tim, Chris, Anna, Boyce, Scott, Jan, Michael, and Jenny. Spare their lives and restore their strength. Even as you gave your Son to bear our infirmities and sicknesses, deal compassionately with your servants and bless them with your healing power. We commit them to your gracious mercy and protection through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.